Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying about this week about being righteous, recognizing that the righteousness that we have is a declared righteousness by God, not of our own doing, but because of the blood of Jesus. So each morning we're taking a look at something the Bible says about the righteousness that we have in Christ. And today we're going to talk about a harvest of righteousness. And on the surface, that sounds like something we probably all would want. Well, at least until we figure out and understand how we get it. But a harvest of righteousness really is a big part as a follow-up to yesterday's being trained in righteousness. It's through this training that we harvest, that God produces in us His righteousness. It's through this training that He uses us to help others seek Him, so they can find the righteousness that's available through Christ. Looking this morning at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. The writer of Hebrews says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful." And I suspect we would agree with that. Later on, however, that same discipline produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. When we talked about being trained in righteousness yesterday, we looked at Paul's instruction to Timothy, and he talked about God's word being used for rebuking and correcting, for teaching, for discipline, in essence. And the writer of Hebrews says this discipline that comes from God isn't pleasant. We endure it as obedient children so that we're trained, so that we're corrected, so that we're taught, so that we're rebuked, in order that through us this harvest of righteousness might increase. And in us, God Himself would have a harvest of righteousness, because the discipline changes more than just what we do. It changes who we are. It's the difference between discipline and punishment. Punishment may or may not convince us to stop a particular activity, but it generally doesn't change our desire for that activity. We just have less of a desire for pain, the pain of punishment. Discipline is designed by its very nature to teach us, to train us, to be an instrument of transformation that we begin to think differently. That those things that were unrighteous no longer have the same attraction they once did. The discipline is a process of being made new in our minds, so that the things of heaven, the things of Christ, the things above gain in greater value than the things of this earth. It's why it's a training process. It's why this discipline produces a harvest of righteousness if we're willing to be trained by it. There are those who resist discipline, who have no desire to be taught. And all of the efforts of discipline really are little more than temporary punishment in their mind. Their hearts have been hardened. Their mind has been set. And the good news, even for those, and for those of us that have been that, for those of us that might still be that, God's love, His power, His discipline endures. It doesn't give up. And just as we, as good parents, continue to discipline our children, even when it doesn't produce the results that we hope for the first time, God continues to discipline us, knowing that some aspects of discipline takes longer for us to respond to. Some acts of disobedience we're less willing to give up. And so we spend time in God's Word, the Word that we talked about yesterday that teaches us, that corrects us, that rebukes us, so that the discipline that we receive through it would produce a harvest of righteousness. We become more and more righteous because we become more and more like Christ. We allow His Spirit that's within us to be in charge more fully, more completely, more of each day. And that same Spirit that is within us is the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And the power of that Spirit, through the discipline of God's Word, trains us so that righteousness is not only what God sees in us as we're clothed with Christ, but it's what the people around us begin to see. And when genuine righteousness, oh, not a fake, arrogant righteousness, self-righteousness that sometimes is more visible, but a genuine righteousness of humility, of faith in Christ, is visible in us, the harvest of righteousness increases because others say, I need that. I want that. And we have the opportunity to share Jesus, the one who produced the harvest of righteousness in us, who declared us righteous, who gave Himself as the sacrifice, so that we, through the blood of Jesus, can be cleansed of all unrighteousness. And what a harvest that is. When God sees Jesus in us and declares a righteousness that's not of our own, but that belongs because we belong to Jesus. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need to be declared righteous. You've given us Jesus. You've given us forgiveness of our sins. You've cleansed us of all unrighteousness through the blood of Christ. And so, God, today it is my prayer that we would experience that harvest of righteousness. because we've been obedient to your discipline. We've allowed it to complete its work in training us to be who you've called us to be righteous, to be holy just as you are holy. And God, today it is my prayer that this harvest of righteousness that takes place in our life would spread. It would be attractive to those who are struggling, to those who may still be in the midst of a discipline that they're not enjoying. And God, if today we are in the midst of that discipline that we're not enjoying, may we step back and sincerely seek out what you're trying to teach, what you're trying to correct, what you're rebuking in our life, that same discipline would not embitter us or harden us, but it would transform us so that the harvest would increase. And may that transforming work in our life be made evident so that others would see the power of Jesus to declare them righteous, to discipline them for the purpose of having a harvest of righteousness among all people. And God, help us today and always to lift up Jesus, in whom we have righteousness, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.